KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at sports from around the area last night. First in boys high school baseball from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic tossed up three runs in the first and seven more in the fourth as they post an 11-1 win over Creston last night. Everybody getting in on the hit parade. Colin Mullinex had four hits and four at-bats with a couple of RBIs. Grant Sturm had three hits, and Brody O'Brien had a couple of hits and a couple knocked in to help lead the Trojans to that win. Also in the Hawkeye 10, it was Kemper Catholic downing Shenandoah 15-5. St. Albert beat Clarinda 6-3. Harlan over Red Oak 8-1. Denison downing Glenwood 7-3. In Western Iowa Conference baseball, Audubon a 3-1 winner over Tri-Center as Gavin Smith had a couple of hits and knocked in a run. Jackson Jensen had 10 strikeouts over 6 1/3 innings, allowing just four hits and one earned run and picking up the win. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 13-2. It was Trainer over Missouri Valley 4-2. In the Corner Conference, Griswold a 15-5 winner over Essex. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 6-5. Stanton a winner over Sydney 8-4 as they resume the Corner Conference Tournament Championship game that was shortened by rain. Sydney beat Stanton in the regular game 10-4 last night. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Bedford over Lenox 6-1. Central Decatur beating East Union 11-0. Southeast Warren 2-0 over Wayne. Also last night, a non-conference action, Cam got three hits from Jacob Holste, who also scored three runs in a 12-2 win over Southwest Valley. Lane Speaker, Colby Rich, Ben Tibkin all had two hits last night, and Joe Kaufman drove in four. Colby Nelson had a couple of RBIs for Cam. Martinsdale St. Mary's swept a pair from ACGC, winning 23-2 and 10-4 last night, while Coon Rapids Bayard beat Southeast Valley 10-5. In girls softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10, Atlantic didn't make it easy, but they did come up with a couple of wins last night, 5-2 and 9-8. Winning over Creston last night at both ends of a doubleheader. They had to rally back a couple of times in that second game last night. The first game saw Atlantic break a 2-2 tie with three runs in the fourth inning as they went on to the win. The second game saw Atlantic down 5-1 before they scored five runs in the fifth inning to take a lead. Found themselves down 8-6 heading into the sixth inning before they scored three more for the final margin of victory. And with those wins, Atlantic wins the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship. Also, Harlan beat Red Oak 8-1 last night. It was Glenwood over Denison by a 10-0 final. Shenandoah beat Kemper Catholic 8-2. Clarinda over St. Albert 4-3. In the Western Iowa Conference, Riverside got a walk-off double in the eighth inning by Shara Raines as they pick up that eight-inning 6-5 win over Logan Magnolia last night, finishing off an undefeated Western Iowa Conference softball season. Also, Caitlin Nielsen had a couple of hits and three knocked in, helping Audubon over Tri-Center 9-4. AHSTW defeats IKM Manning 12-1 and Trainer over Missouri Valley by a 10-0 final. In the Corner Conference last night, Brenna Roselle went 3-for-3, knocking in five runs to help Griswold to a 20-2 win over Essex. McKenna Asklund had a couple of hits and three RBIs, while Anna Kelly knocked in three. Aaron Peterson scored four times for Griswold. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 5-4, Sydney over Stanton 8-1. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Lenox over Bedford 7-0. East Union beat Central Decatur 4-2. Wayne over Southeast Warren 10-0. Also last night in non-conference play, it was Westwood over West Harrison by an 8-4 final. Well, the fourth softball rankings from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union were released yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, Collins Maxwell remains on top with Newell Fonda and Clarksville the top three. Exira EHK up a couple of spots this week. Spartans check in at number 11. In Class 2A, it's North Lynn, the Wise Muscatine, and Ogden the top three rated teams. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption, Humboldt, and Albia are the top three. Atlantic stays put at number 11 in this week's poll. In Class 4A, it's Carlisle, North Scott, and ADM atop the poll with Harlan at number 13 in this week's weekly poll. And in the Class 5A poll this week, Fort Dodge, Waukee, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy start off at the top. Well, the regional softball pairings released yesterday afternoon by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union in Class 1A and 2A. The dates for the regionals, the 13th, 15th, 17th, and 20th of July. Class 3A will join the parade on the 15th. And Class 4A and 5A will have their opening round on the 16th. The state tournament is set for July 27th through the 31st in Fort Dodge for all of those classes. Now, among some of the first-round matchups in Class 1A in Region 2, Coon Rapids Bayard will play at Audubon. Arweva is at Glidden-Ralston. Cam will host Griswold. Riverside at home against Woodbine. Boyer Valley plays at West Harrison. And Newell Fonda and Exira EHK both receive byes in the second round in that region. In Region 3, Southwest Valley will play at Lamoni. Fremont Mills will play at Bedford. East Mills at Lenox. Stanton at Sydney in opening round play. Also in Region 5, it'll be Orient Maxburg playing at East Union in first round play. In Class 2A, first round action. In Region 1, AHSTW will play at IKM Manning. Missouri Valley will be at Tri-Center. West Monona and gets a bye in the first round. They'll face the IKM Manning AHSTW winner. Underwood awaits the Missouri Valley Tri-Center winner, while Trainer and St. Albert will play in second round action. Logan Magnolia also will play Maple Valley in the second round there. In Class 2A Region 2, West Central Valley will play at Madrid in the first round. Second round games have Nottoway Valley at Mount Air, ACGC at Woodward Granger, the West Central Valley Mount Air winner against Earlham, and Panorama playing Van Meter. Also in Class 3A in Region 2, Kemper Catholic will be at home against Greene County in opening round play. In Region 3, Atlantic will host Clarinda to open up with Red Oak at Shenandoah, Des Moines Christian at Creston, and Saydell at North Polk. Also in Class 4A first round play in Region number 1, it'll be Denison playing at Carroll in the opening round. Also in Region 4, Lewis Central will visit Glenwood. In Class 5A in opening round play, Thomas Jefferson will play at Abraham Lincoln. Well, Major League Baseball news, the Detroit Tigers have become the first Major League Baseball team to reach a deal with a sports gambling company, announcing a multi-year partnership with PointsBet. Detroit said the agreement will enhance fan engagement and game day excitement. Johnny Aitken, the CEO of PointsBet USA, says it's the first legal sports betting operator in U.S. history to partner with a Major League Baseball franchise. All 30 Major League Baseball teams will train at their regular season ballparks for the pandemic-shortened season after the Toronto Blue Jays received a Canadian federal government exemption to work out at Rogers Centre. Toronto will move training camp from its spring training complex in Dunedin, Florida. This exemption does not cover the regular season and player travel between the U.S. and Canada. MLB required an exemption to a requirement that anyone entering Canada for non-essential reasons must self-isolate for 14 days. The U.S.-Canada border remains closed to non-essential travel until at least July 21st. The Boston Red Sox are getting ready to open their spring training reboot at Fenway Park. The team is scheduled to hold its first workouts today. Weights and exercise equipment were set up in the concourse Thursday to allow players to work out with more social distancing than the usual cramped facilities would allow. Masked grounds crew members worked to get the field ready. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker was at Fenway to sign an order allowing the Red Sox to open the ballpark up without fans. Well, Boise State is cutting its baseball and women's swimming and diving programs as a result of the pandemic. The program cuts, along with additional department and program operating reductions, will reduce the overall athletic budget by nearly $3 million. The school said all scholarships for athletes in those affected programs, including incoming 2020 signings, will be honored. Finishers of the virtual Boston Marathon will receive their medals in an Amazon package instead of having a volunteer drape it around their necks on Boylston Street. Runners will have from September 7th through the 14th to complete the 26.2-mile distance and submit proof. There's no time limit, but it must be completed in one continuous run. Watkins Glen International is open again for racing in upstate New York. Track president Michael Printup says most furloughed employees have returned to work. Printup says it's too early to speculate, but if all goes according to plan, he estimates the track could host at least 20,000 fans for NASCAR weekend in mid-August. That will snap a string of five consecutive sellouts that's attracted more than 90,000 fans annually. It would still be a welcome boost for the local economy. NASCAR and IndyCar have come together for an unprecedented weekend of racing at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. IndyCar will start the racing on Saturday afternoon, followed by the Xfinity Series making its debut on the road course. Then NASCAR's Elite Cup Series will race on the oval on Sunday. Fans aren't allowed to attend what is considered a major milestone for American motorsports. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.